Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, hello and happy day. And as you and I all know, that when we pass by somebody in the grocery store and maybe you didn't think you could see them because they were wearing camo, or they're wearing fatigues, or they're in some type of uniform, and we say, thank you for your service. Well, I think that's important because we want to recognize that service, but the federal government wants to recognize it as well. In fact, you earned it, my friend, if you were ever in the military, any branch, and did not retire in general. Those who did not retire, are not receiving a pension, right? There's not a military retirement if you served your 4 years or served your 8 years or however many you served, that time will sit stagnant unless you buy it back into your service as a federal or postal employee. Can we help with that? Of course. So when you're looking at your history of service and you say, hey, well, I was in the military for however many years, I'm proud of that service. First of all, let me just tell you, the second I hear somebody was in the military, I need to ask them, and it actually sounds exactly like this, do you have VA disability? Please say yes. So number one, if you were in the military at all in any shape, form, or fashion, you should absolutely have applied for your VA disability because there is something wrong with you. There is something going on. The most common that we see is the hearing, because many were around the, I'll say artillery, but if you ever shot a weapon, then you had loud noises in your ears, and that can be exacerbated over time. But again, if you have not contacted your local VSO, that is Veteran Service Officer, now's the time to do it, my friend. You definitely want to get the application in, at least because, again, even if you don't get approved straight away, there are scenarios where people can receive back pay all the way to the date of application, but that is not to the date of injury or event. That is the date of application. So it's sooner that you apply, the sooner you can possibly get paid and or potential back pay. So this is not to say, go in and frivolously or fraudulently apply. Many people say, oh no, I don't have anything wrong with me. I was in the military, but I'm fine. That's fine. That's great. Go ahead and apply, because there may be some things that are clear service connections, and maybe ask people around you. I've had people in the meetings where they say, no, I'm perfectly fine. And the wife says, no, you're not. You can't hear squat. I yell at you all the time and you can't hear me. We need to get your hearing checked. So again, we may be walking in our own little world to the beat of our own drummer. So after you've done all of that and we get you to a higher rating, remember that monthly income from your VA disability, non-taxable. That is a pretty massive scenario, non-taxable. And if/when you make it to 100%, there are options for CHAMP VA for spouses and dependents as well. So there you go. There's just some tidbits for you on that. But if you have not yet purchased your time, we want to first define what that even means. So remember, in your federal service right now, you are contributing into the Gatorade. You are contributing into that pension program that the government offers you, but you have to have some skin in the game. So remember the idea of Gatorade. Every pay period, you are contributing in your percentage. Most of y'all, if you were hired before 2013, you're contributing in 0.8%, not even a whole percent of your salary. You should be shoveling 5% at least into TSB, and you don't have any choice about it. You're just putting in 0.8% into your pension program. That Gatorade at the top, that's your 0.8%. If you got hired after 2013-14, you're putting in 4-ish, 4.4 whatever percent per pay of your salary for that same outcome. It's not your fault. It just is what it is. They made that change with what they call the fray, the amended pension, and then the further reduction. So then the Gatorade, of course, is your contribution into the pension, but the military time that you served, that you earned and worked, has not yet been put into this particular Gatorade, you see. You had contribution to what would have been a pension had you stayed your 20 years at the military. But because you did not, to buy back that time means to add the Gatorade into this current system, pay the money. Very small percent, by the way. FERS, it will be 3% of what you made in the military. So step one, you've got to get your estimated earnings from your military service, and that will come from DFAS, the Department of Financial Accounting Services for the military. And remember, the first step, you're going to get this estimated earnings. And let's say you made $100,000 in the 4 years or 8 years that you were working. Well, you get, a lot of people get this estimated earnings and they have a conniption, or, you know, it's the big one. You know, they're like, what the heck? I'm not paying $100,000, but that's not the cost. That's the estimated earnings. That's what you made in your career while you were in military total, like all the money you made ever. Your Gatorade amount is going to be 3% of that. 3%. And then plus interest. So the sooner you rock and roll and get that bought back, the less interest gets added. The less the interest gets added. So let this be an encouragement to you. If you have military time and somebody said to you, oh, don't buy it back, it's so expensive. No, it's not. It's absolutely not very expensive. If you waited 30 years and all the interest accrued, the average per year cost at that point, even after 30 years of interest accruing, you may be looking at somewhere between $900 and like $1,100 per year. So if you have 4 years of service, you may be looking at $4,000, right? $1,000 a year-ish. Not too shabby to then increase your pension. And buying back military, better than buying solar panels, because you get paid back so much faster. Solar panels can be great, but how long do they tell you it's going to take to pay them back and get pure profit in energy savings? What is the average? 9 to 15 years? Buying back military time, you will get paid back always under 5 years, usually 2.5 or 3. So in terms of the math for the increase, just the amount that it increased your pension. So again, take heed, listen to your friend Raina Retirement over here, and do a checkup from the neck up, see what's up with your military time, and let's get it bought back. If you need help, reach out. We can do that. I've done thousands of RI forms, and then subsequent to that, it's an SF-3108. And once you've done that, they tell you the price, and then you stroke a check, or you put it on allotment. Either way, you get that thing started to get paid back, because you cannot retire and then buy it back. Military's got to be done beforehand. So looking forward to talking with you soon. Again, military, thank you so much for your service. Let's get you credit for the time that you served. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The term terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.